a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
All right, hour number two underway here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Mike Chambers along with the Midnight Rider political director, Rob Bishop. and we're here on this Thursday night, the 10th of January, talking about the debate in South Carolina tonight that was on Fox News. And since they didn't do it in a box, which they had plenty of room for Ron Paul anyway, he got invited. Because Ron Paul not allowed in the box debates on Fox, just the big room debates. So he was there and did a great job tonight. If you're just joining us, we've got the third clip here that we're going to play real quick, and then we'll talk to Jake probably after the break here on the other side. So, Jake, hold on there. And if you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. All right, here's Britt Hume and a little line of questioning here.
Again. I would certainly urge a lot more caution than I'm hearing here tonight. It reminds me of what happened in the Gulf of Tonkin. We went to a war there, then later on found out there was a lot of false information. So here we have, let's put it in perspective, we have five small speedboats attacking U.S. Navy with a destroyer. They could take care of those speedboats in about 5 seconds. And here we're ready to start World War III over this. And now, guess what? Today, the Navy commander of the Fifth Fleet was on ABC and announced that, you know, that voice might not have come from those vessels. So what does that mean? Was there a rush to judgment on this, ready to go to war? And you know there are people in this administration and in Washington, D.C., that are looking for the chance. They were so disappointed with the national estimate on intelligence. And they were disappointed that there's no attempt to build weapons in Iran since 2003.
Congressman.
So what? I just don't see rush to judgment.
Well, wait a minute. All of these people I've asked this question to so far have said they supported the decision to be passive. What are you responding to?
I'm very sorry. I can't hear a word you said. You'll have to speak up.
Every one of these of your fellow candidates has said they supported the commander's decision to respond passively. I just wonder what you're reacting to.
I don't know.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that. Of course, we want caution, but I'm worrying about the policy of why we're looking for a justification. Now there are no weapons. Actually, people are looking around for an excuse to bomb Iran. I mean, we're already with our CIA being involved in trying to overthrow that government, and we don't need another war. And this incident should not be thrown out of proportion to the point where we're getting ready to attack Iran over this.
Governor Romney?
And this is where McCain just gives him this go to Hades look, and Ron Paul just looks back at him and is like, you really don't want to go here, do you? And, well, we didn't go there. So, all right, we'll come back on the other side. We're going to talk to Jake in Louisiana. And if you want to join in, pick up the phone and dial us up at 800-313-9443. Chat room's open at republicbroadcasting.org and midnightridershow.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network tonight on this Thursday. Great debate performance for the most part from Ron Paul tonight. But Rob, that one section right there where he said he couldn't hear, that kind of hurt him just a little bit.
Oh, God. I was listening to it on XM while I was in the chat room here. And I actually got sick to my stomach hearing it because, I mean, it just seemed like it reminded me of Saturday night where he was in the crossfire and everybody was basically laughing at him. And you could tell it was a bad situation. And Bert Hume was full of crap there. I mean, God, literally a minute before, and Fred Thompson's talking about sending them to meet their virgins. You know, of course, you know, the conception about
virgins,
the whole Muslim religion thing, and Huckabee's talking about the two outs, our biblical, whatever the hell it is. We need to protect Israel, you know what I mean? The Bible commands us. I'm trying to get the exact word that he used, but whatever. I mean, they were basically saying, because some speedboat came close to our destroyer, and actually the communication, it's been admitted now that they don't know if the threatening communications even came from the Iranians. They're thinking now that it could have been people screwing around with the radio, or that it was even misrepresented completely. So it is, it's textbook Gulf of Tonkin in 2008. And Ron Paul nailed it, and then of course they tried to screw around with them. I wouldn't surprise me at all if Fox News actually shorted out his mic or his earpiece for a minute there to give them that opportunity. And it just that was the only downside of the debate tonight. Everything other than that, I thought Ron Paul had a total home run, And that put a little bit of a damper on it, but, you know, you're not going to have a perfect debate.
Now, there you go. And Jake in Louisiana, thanks so much for holding. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike.
Good evening.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
Another great show.
Thank you.
I'm learning a lot. I've been working on the problem that we're having with elections. It's great to devote all this time to how to campaign and tactics and so on and so forth. But unless the American people can somehow arrange to have honest voting and honest vote counts in this country, it really doesn't matter how much time or money we spend on campaigning.
That's very true, Jake. And that's one of the things that I think that Ron Paul has to address. Get this out there and say, look, we know what's going on, we know what you're doing, and the American people aren't going to put up with it.
Yeah, but it seems fairly obvious that from what I've been, I must have got 400 emails today. It seems fairly obvious that Dr. Paul had at least a 25% in the voting in New Hampshire. And it was simply suppressed and manipulated so that he came out with 9% or whatever it was. And I think a whole lot of people are getting really mad about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that there's some fraud. I don't know if the total's 25%, but I know that, you know, there's, you know, this one old town is saying that they made a mistake, an error, by not including him on one precinct report. But yeah, I think the whole state needs to be looked at. The simple fact that you've got Ron Paul and even Barack Obama both in both cases doing better in towns in New Hampshire that were hand counted, as opposed to the die bowl machines, where Hillary and people like Mitt Romney, John McCain, and Giuliani perform better.
Right. I think it's going to be interesting, too, to see the reaction of the American people if it is exposed that there was vote fraud in New Hampshire, and it did screw not only Ron Paul but also Obama. You know, the story was out in the Boston Globe where and I think I said on your show the other night as well, where Hillary Clinton's supporter, who was the president of the state Senate, forced Ron Paul and Barack Obama poll watchers to leave because they didn't have the right credentials. And, of course, who got screwed the most in the electronic polling, of course, is Ron Paul and Barack Obama. So it's going to be interesting to see, much like the Fox fiasco, the Fox debate fiasco from last week, where a lot of people who normally wouldn't support Ron Paul came out in his defense because he was getting screwed and it was apparent. If it comes out that he was screwed up in New Hampshire because of vote rigging, I think it would be interesting to see the positive reaction for Ron Paul, because I think most Americans, especially middle-class Americans, they hate to see somebody get the shaft. And I think that underdog persona could really benefit Ron Paul in the long run.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Any other comments, Jake?
Yeah. Just from my personal perspective getting Ron Paul or anybody else that we really want elected into office, I think they ought to stop the whole election process right now until they get to the bottom of who's manipulating the votes and how they're doing it. If we don't solve that problem, all the rest of this is for nothing.
Well, at the same time, yeah, I mean, there's a thought there, too, but at the same time, that keeps George W. Bush in office.
Mm. Not necessarily, and I won't elaborate on that.
Well, who would you put in place?
No, that's not what I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah, don't get me to the top of the red list.
Okay, all right. I'll let you hold something back for another night.
You don't want to be having lunch with DHS officials tomorrow.
Exactly. Thank you all very much.
Thanks, Jake. I appreciate the call. Tammy in Tennessee, thank you for holding. Welcome to the show.
Guys, how are you?
We're doing good. Tammy. How are you?
Good. I'm not doing as well as I could be. Going to the election thing, we can get a receipt for some bathroom tissue at a grocery store or any store that says what we bought, when we bought it, the time we bought it. We can't get a receipt for how we vote.
Well, it just shows you right there that the powers that be that think your vote's worth less than toilet paper.
There you go. So that's the solution. Everybody gets a receipt, a printable receipt for how they voted, and they hold on to that. And if there's a discrepancy or even a rumor of discrepancy, then those people bring those receipts into that district election office, and they hand count them.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea there, too. Ron in Texas had an idea last night where you keep two sets of books.
That's the same thing, because if your vote's important to you, you will hang on to that piece of paper.
Almost certainly.
So that's the very simple solution, you know, to the voting issue. But until the sheeple in this country wake up, that probably won't even get any kind of attention, because they don't know that their vote's being stolen. But the other point I wanted to make is what made me absolutely livid tonight is that I watched the Fox debates. And I know how disrespectful they are to Congressman Paul. And he finally did bring up his record, and he did awesome. On the other side of that, I always watch the follow-up to see how the text voting goes. And they interviewed every candidate after the debate except Congressman Paul.
Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, what would happen, and they invited him too, and I think even Hannity said this. What was the Liberty Bar and Grill? He had a speaking gig there with his supporters, and I thought it was pretty cool of Ron Paul to decide that it was better to speak to maybe a few hundred supporters of his than to speak to a few million Americans, you know, that are undecided. It's more important to him to go out in front of his people. I think that's really cool, and shows again why Ron Paul is the champion of the people.
Okay.
It was pretty innocuous overall, but I had kind of the same question until I heard the explanation.
Yeah, my understanding is – go ahead, Tammy.
I'm sorry. How did you hear the explanation? Because apparently I missed that, because I was absolutely livid. Because, frankly, I get really irate at Sean Hannity for his just blatant disrespect of Congressman Paul when he doesn't treat anyone at any level the way he treats Congressman Paul. And then to sit there and listen to all of the bull, you know, from the other candidates that we've heard their same little soundbite a million times by now, and then to sit there and wade through all of that, and then of course Congressman Paul, the first numbers that came out, he was ahead. He had 35%.
Right. Well, I don't put a lot into the text voting itself. I mean, you know, no more than I do in the regular phone polls. But I think what Hannity is, he's an admitted Giuliani supporter. I mean, he does speeches free of charge for Giuliani. It's disgusting. I mean, that right there is a total violation of just ethics. I don't know if there's an actual law against it, but I mean, it's a violation of ethics when you say, oh, we're fair and balanced, yet this guy is out there giving speeches in support of Giuliani. He has Giuliani on a show every week, and I thought the last time that Paul was on Hannity's radio program was pretty interesting, because Hannity kissed up to him pretty nicely. And I made the comment, you know, it just goes to show, with $20 million and some snowballs due to your perception of a candidate. But, I think I heard it on Fox News, either on Fox or on Rick Adams' show where they said it. I'm pretty sure it was on Fox itself, where they said, we want to have Dr. Paul on, but he had a previous engagement. Then I found out that it was speaking to a few hundred of his own supporters at the Liberty Bar and Grill.
They could have announced that before they even went into all of the Canada things. One more point, and then I'll let y'all move on to other callers. The interesting thing to me, because, of course, Senator Fred Thompson was our senator from the state of Tennessee. And as far as I know, he did absolutely nothing, you know, to help the people of Tennessee, much less, you know, the people of this country. But I thought it was very interesting when the focus group said, how many of you would vote for Fred Thompson because he won this debate? And only three or four people raised their hand. And so it's almost like, okay, well, we're going to shove Giuliani and Mitt Romney down your throat. Oh, well, you're going to spit them up like a hairball. Well, then we're going to shove McCain and Huckabee down your throat. Oh, well, you don't like them? Well, then let's drag up Senator Thompson. And, well, because he won tonight. And then the final question, which I thought really showed a lot, even if these were actors on this focus group, said, how many of you believe that Congressman Paul should have been in this debate? And almost every one of them raised their hand.
Right. That's good.
So,
it actually kind of comes into a little bit of a theory that I'm forming. We'll have to get into that maybe towards the end of the show.
Tammy, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're up against a break, Rob. Hold there. We're going to come back. On the other side, we've got Sean in Massachusetts. Hold on, we're going to play a couple more of these clips. We've got a couple of brief clips for you. We're going to play in the next segment. We're going to try to get I've got eight different clips here. We're going to try to get all through all of them so you can hear all of Dr. Paul's responses throughout the debate. Plus more, and we're going to get to Rob's theory, too. I'm waiting with bated breath. Back in just a couple of minutes. This is the Midnight Rider, and I am indeed. Don't go anywhere.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Going to dive right into these clips here. We've got a total of eight, and this is the fourth one here. Fox's Wendell Goler talking to Ron Paul.
I've said the United States should not be trying to broker peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Should the president even be there today, sir?
Well, if you followed my advice, yes, we wouldn't be there. We've been doing that for a good many years, and it hasn't seemed to come to success. No, I think if we weren't there, there'd be more incentives to come to a peaceful agreement. But we support both sides, you know, not only with the Palestinians, but the Lebanese and all the Arab nations. We support Israel, and we try to have this balance. But I think it'd be much better to have a balance by being out of there. And I think there'd be a greater incentive for Israel and the Palestinian and all the Arab nations to come together and talk. because I think we get in the way too often of these. And besides, it's costing us a lot of money. It's costing us lives now. And it's time that we come to the point where we believe the world can solve some of their problems without us. And also, we're out of money. We can't do it any longer. We're going bankrupt. And the empires of the world have always ended badly through economic terms. So whether they're peace agreements over there, I mean, for instance, if we would stop all AIDS over there, we would stop three times as much aid as Israel gets to the Arab nations. Why do we arm the Arab nations? And they're the enemies of Israel. But we continue to do that. So why don't we trade with everybody and talk with them? And there's a greater incentive to work these problems out. I think if we'd have been out of there a lot sooner, there may well have been a much different settlement after the Kuwait invasion, because Israel was quite capable of working with moderate Arab nations. They tried to. None of the Arab nations wanted Saddam Hussein in Kuwait. And I think they could have taken care of Saddam Hussein back then and saved all the mess that we have now, because I think there are so many unintended consequences and way too much blowback.
Blowback. I love how he put that. All right. and he's right. I mean, you know, Rob, as policy, the United States has set and funded both sides now since the end of World War II in conflicts all over the world. And every time we've done this, it's ended up coming bit us in the rear end every time. Rob, are you back? I guess Rob's not. That are silent.
How's that?
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, I had the thing off for a second. Yeah, I've been saying for a while that the best way for Ron Paul to blow the whole "we got to support Musharraf" thing out of the water is to say, well, we went into Iraq because Saddam Hussein was such an evil dictator that, you know, oppressed his people, and his people hated him. We had to free his people. We're liberators. Yet we support this guy Musharraf, who wasn't elected, who overthrew an elected government, who was a military dictator, whose people hate him, who has declared martial law, and who has nuclear weapons. Don't you see the hypocrisy, by the way, that, you know, AQ Khan, who we funded, literally gave him and India nuclear weapons. Don't you see the hypocrisy there? That's what Ron Paul, I think, could really do, and he hasn't done so much yet, is point out the hypocrisy in the argument of the neoconservatives. But yeah, I thought that was a great point tonight. And as the night went on, you kind of could tell when the night started, the crowd – that was supporting Ron Paul were Ron Paul supporters. But as the night went on, you can hear more and more people start to cheer Ron Paul. And I thought It was very interesting, just following, you know, being my own little Frank Luntz here, just kind of following the ebb and flows of the crowd. And you can literally pick it up that more people were getting behind Ron Paul because he's making sense. He's not BSing you. He's not reading from a script. He's just giving you common sense. And and again, hit another home run there.
All right. Here's the next clip here. Once again, Wendell Goldberg talking to Ron Paul.
Yes, Congressman.
I'm talking exactly about that because that's what we have been doing. We used to support Saddam Hussein, and we used to be allied with Osama bin Laden. And what I want to do is stop that. Who are our friends one day turn out to be our enemies. Right now, we finally got rid of Saddam Hussein. And what are we doing now? We're rearming the Sunnis, the old henchmen of Saddam Hussein. And what are they going to do with those, all those weapons we're giving the Sunnis in Baghdad? So look out. Believe me, that war is not over. And right now, they're demanding more troops in Afghanistan. And some people, like the senator, he thinks we should be there for 100 years if necessary. How can he commit the young people of this world, five more generations, to be in Iraq if it's necessary? I say it's time to come home.
Senator McCain,
little Johnny boy, Senator McCain, look. Look, I didn't say that. I really didn't. He has this look on his face. I wasn't there at the town hall meeting. I wasn't there. No. I had a flashback. I don't know what it is. It just happened. I mean, that's the look on his face. Like, ooh, I was just busted and busted hard.
Right. And I'll tell you what, John McCain, who's 2 years younger than Ron Paul, but looks like he's about 15 years older. I don't think he's really realized the fact that you're always on camera anymore. You're always
exactly.
on camera.
You know,
between this little bomb, 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 bomb Iran cliff from last year, and now, oh, we're going to be in Iraq for 100 years, as long as it takes. You know what? Once, you know, if the media wasn't coddling this guy, if this wasn't the elite's pick, my God, he would be shooting himself in the foot right now.
Well, I think he did it at that town hall meeting. Somebody had a camera behind Joe Lieberman and was filming the whole thing. You're always on film, buddy. Always on tape. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Midnight Rider tonight on the Thursday edition. Tomorrow night on the program, it's the Young Guns Roundtable. We'll kind of wrap everything up. I'm sure we'll talk about the debate some tomorrow night, some more, and the New Hampshire primary, and dig into a bunch of news that's been going on. We'll have Lee Rogers from Live Free or Die Radio, both here on RBN, the TruthNet Radio Network, on. Doug Owen and Michael Vail will join us as well. And we'll have a good time tomorrow night on the program here on the Midnight Rider. Got one more clip I want to play, then we'll go to Sean in Massachusetts here, because I want to get all eight of these bad boys in before we go. Here's more with Ron Paul on the debate tonight.
in many ways, we treat Israel as a stepchild. We do not give them the responsibility that they deserve. We undermine their national sovereignty. We don't let them design their own peace treaties with their neighbors. And then we turn around and say that when you want to do that or you want to defend your borders, they have to check it out with us. I think Israel would be a lot safer. I made the point earlier. We give three times as much money to the Arabs. Why do we arm their enemies? So if you care about Israel, you should be against all the weapons that go to the Arab nations. And I just don't see any purpose in not treating Israel in an adult fashion. I think they'd be a lot better off. I think they one time in the 80s took care of a nuclear reactor in Iraq. I stood up and defended Israel for this. Nobody else did at that time. But we need to recognize they deserve their sovereignty just as we deserve our sovereignty. I believe if they assume more responsibility, there would be more peace there and that there would be a lot less threat to us. Besides, we don't have any money to do this.
We missed you.
All right, so
we'll extend this quickly. 30 seconds.
Rockwell always goes back to the money, and I love that. Always back to the money. Sean in Massachusetts, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program. Oh, you did? Okay. How about Robert in Texas? Come on.
Yeah. Hi, Mike. It's great to talk to you.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing okay. The debates tonight were pretty interesting. I don't know if y'all noticed Sean Hannity, all the deliberate attacks and the Frank Luntz, of course, the staged poll that he had afterwards and all that. It just makes me sick. I'll tell you what, I've been listening to you for a while, Mike, and I think that you and I have, like, exactly the same viewpoint on this whole situation. It just makes me sick. And I'll tell you, you saw how Ron Paul won the polls, and, of course, they just dismiss the polls as if the people don't know what they're voting for. You know, and all this election fraud up in New Hampshire, it just makes me want to puke, and I'm just tired of it.
Yeah, I am too.
Tired of it.
And so that's why I think it's important, Robert, and I know Rob Bishop will agree with me, is that Ron Paul has got to stand up. If we're going to have anything close to fair elections in this country this year, the line in the sand has got to be drawn right now. Where they come out and say, we want a recount, we're not going to tolerate this, if this happens again, we're going to keep doing this and doing this and doing this. And the thing is, if this is what we got to do in all 50 states, then we'll do it. Because, I mean, all he's got to do is come to us and say, hey, this is how much the recount costs, we can raise the $60,000 that they need for a recount in a half hour.
Yes, I think they're
absolutely
doing that.
That's all it takes. I mean,
I think that in New Hampshire, I think Beth Harris and the blackbox.org has pointed out everything that we need. And I believe there's independent groups who are raising the $67,000 or whatever it is they need to get a recount. And not only that, I believe Kucinich wants a recount, and I believe Barack Obama deserves a recount. Not that I'm a supporter of his, but they're shifting the election every which way they can to put Hillary Clinton in office because she's the warmonger and she's getting all the defense contracts, and she's going to make billions off of attacking Iran or continuing this war in Iraq. And it just doesn't matter. They're just going to make billions and billions of dollars. And we're going up head-to-head against one of the largest machines ever devised. I mean, this is exactly what Eisenhower was warning about when he warned us of the military-industrial complex. And right now we're going head-to-head with that. And you know, they're not going to give up easy. I mean, you can see it tonight. Look what Hannity did. You know, we're still basically in the primaries, and they've already ruled him out as being electability. It just makes me want to puke. Of course he has electability. The revolution's on, and the people love him, you know.
Yeah. Well, speaking of electability, here's this clip because Carl Cameron is stupid and asks this question, and this is this high hanger that he throws Ron Paul, and Ron Paul busts it out of the park. Here's this clip.
Another question about electability. Do you have any, sir? There's always the question as to whether or not you are in fact viable. Your differences with the Republicans with the rest of the Republicans on this stage has raised questions about whether or not you can actually win the Republican nomination, sir.
Well, we've only had two little primaries so far, so it's pretty premature to decide which one is going to be the candidate. But, you know, when you think about it, if you measured everything I've ever said, every vote I've ever taken against the Constitution, you know, I'm strict constitutionalist. Are you suggesting the Republicans should write me off because I'm a strict constitutionalist? I'm the most conservative member here. I have voted, you know, against more spending and wasting government than anybody else. So you're suggesting that I'm not electable and the Republicans don't want me because I'm a strict fiscal conservative? because I believe in civil liberties? Why should we not be defending civil liberties? And why should we not be talking about foreign policy that used to be the part of the Republican Party? Mr. Republican Robert Taft didn't even want us to be in NATO. And you're saying now that we have to continue to borrow money from China to finance this empire that we can't afford? Let me see if I get this right. We need to borrow $10 billion from China, and then we give it to Musharraf, who's a military dictator who overthrew an elected government, and then we go to war, we lose all these lives promoting democracy in Iraq. I mean, what's going on here? And you're saying that this isn't appealing to Republicans? Where did this come about? I think this is a Republican message. I defend the platform. It used to say we got rid of the Department of Education. It doesn't say that. Now, we as Republicans went and doubled the size of the Department of Education. So where have we gone? I think we've lost our way. Is there any insinuation that I am less Republican because of that?
Congressman, thank you very much. We have to take one more break.
Yeah, you need another break. You need another break. Got to have another break. Oh, my gosh. We had to have a break every time Ron Paul was on. I mean, yeah. Can I have a break? Oh, get me out of here quick.
They're scared of him. I'll tell you what, they are scared of Ron Paul and his message, and the message is going to get out. We're going to win this thing through the information war, and it's already too late. The cat's out of the bag. The New World Order is no longer some conspiracy theory. Everybody knows, and if they don't know, they're going to learn about it soon enough. You just wait, because these people who think they're immune to this New World Order, or that they don't know about it, or they think it's a big hoax or something, they're going to feel the effects of the New World Order, unfortunately. And it's only people like Ron Paul and this gigantic freedom movement that's going on in America right now that are going to at least hold this New World Order back for a few more years until we can educate more people and wake them up as to what the reality of the situation is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
appreciate the call. Thanks.
No problem.
Other calls holding out. Great, great points. And let's go to Sean in Massachusetts. Sean, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
With all the everything that's happened.
Say that again. I didn't catch the first part of it.
I'm exhausted with everything that's happened.
Yeah. And?
With Ron Paul's, with all your everyone that's going to Ron Paul, which, I'm sorry, I am too. Your polls,
Sean, I can't make a word out that you're saying.
Yeah, I can't either.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Do they have a direct line in the bars up in Massachusetts to the RBN line or what?
All right, breathalyzers on everybody's phones. Here we go. Chuck in Indiana, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding.
Hello, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, I it just seems to me that so many people are brainwashed by the likes of Hannity and Limbaugh and O'Reilly. And I do a lot of posting, a lot of public forums, you know, and, you know, there's one in particular that whose name I'm not going to mention, but, you know, I posted a thread pertaining to the voter fraud that's going on. And do you know that I don't get but maybe one or two responses and it falls to the back of the list and nobody even bothers to respond to it? I mean, you know, if people are going to continue to listen to the mainstream media and continue to be brainwashed by these people, well, we as a nation are done. Close the book. We're finished. You know
now,
what I'm saying?
I do. Fortunately, Chuck, we've got more people that are starting to turn on to the alternative media. I mean, right now, both My Little Network, TruthNet Radio, and RBN are both experiencing growth. I mean, RBN's growth has been astronomical.
The reason I bring that up
is more and more people are leaving the mainstream media. Fox's ratings are falling. MSNBC, CNN's, ABC, CBS, NBC, their ratings are falling because people are getting fed up. The question I have is, do we have enough time?
Yeah, that, well, that's exactly it, you know. And there was one other point that I was going to make here. I mean, you know, people, it just, I just can't believe what this country's become, that people actually, you know, resort to believing everything they hear when it's not too hard to get on the internet and research the stuff that's being told to them, you know.
Well, I agree. It's, I mean, you've got a virtual a library that rivals what they had at Alexandria.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you can basically get college level information on any subject you want, and walk away an hour later pretty well versed on a subject. I mean, it's there's that much information there, and it's that easy to find.
Exactly. It's just that most people, you know, have that it's all about me mentality, and as long as it's not impacting their wallets, I think a lot of them really don't care.
Yeah, Rob, what are your thoughts?
Oh, absolutely. I think we've done a hell of a job discrediting the mainstream media. The word mainstream media now is a dirty word. I mean, what the mainstream media says, to most people that says, oh, it must be a lie, it's covered in spin. And I think that's a great thing that we've done. Because, I mean, you have to remember, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, they're all owned by a parent conglomeration.
Exactly.
And most of them, especially NBC, and Keith Olbermann, my God, has even spoken out about this, how he gets yelled at when he goes too far in criticizing Bush, you know, and he takes a step too far. They all make a lot of money on these wars, because a lot of, you know, again, look at NBC, who are they owned by? GE, at the very top. How much money is GE making on this war? Selling arms, selling weapons, selling tanks and so on, and I believe they own one of the major jet companies. It's incredible.
I think that, you know, the Bush supporters and the ones who support the war are the ones that own stock in Halliburton and Bechtel, and the only reason that they prop up this war is that they care more about money than they do their wallets. I think that by investing in these corporations, the military-industrial complex, I think that all they're doing is profiting from the blood of our dead servicemen and women and the thousands of innocent civilians that have been killed thus far.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why the Iraqis are fighting back, because they realize what we're over there trying to do. We're trying to steal their oil and take the revenue from it and take it out of the country. And they know that, and they're mad about it, and they're going to try to keep us from doing it.
Well, I think that in closing here, I think they're running out of excuses to try to prop up the Bush regime in this phony war. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, guys, and I'll go off here and listen. Thanks a lot.
Chuck, excellent points. Thanks for the call. I mean, you know, especially look at Iran, and Ron Paul nails this in his thing, you know, where, you know, they're looking for excuse after excuse after excuse to try to start a war with Iran. And when you start a war with Iran, you start shooting at them, you start sinking basically what amounts to big ski boats. I mean, oh my God, it's Iranian commandos and burqas, watch out. Because, I mean, that's the pictures they show. And then now, they can't even, you know, authenticate the radio messages. I mean, the whole thing is contrived. It's a put up deal, to quote Eustace Mullins. You know that it's all fake. They're looking for, you know, it's almost as lame as the excuse that Hitler used to attack Poland, that Polish soldiers attacked a radio station.
Yeah, it turned out to be someone from their own concentration camps that they dressed up as a Polish soldier. I mean, it's disgusting, but. Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the plan of Iraq. They say, oh, 9/11 changed everything. Bull. You go back to 1992, the Wolfowitz Doctrine. And even that was based on a lot of the basis for the Likudnik thoughts in the 80s. But, you know, the Wolfowitz Doctrine is the first one in this country that was really published and said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to knock out Iraq and Afghanistan. We're going to set up a dictatorship in Pakistan en route to Iran and Syria. And established literally a brand new Middle East controlled like puppets by the United States. Richard Pearl in 1996, before Benjamin Netanyahu, laid the same things out. I forget what the exact plan was called, but I mean, it's published. It's right on the internet. Of course, the most famous is the PNAC documents in 99 and 2000. They say the same exact thing. It seems like most people know them through the 9/11 movies and the different 9/11 information as, oh, the little excerpt about a new Pearl Harbor and one of the opinion pieces that Cheney signed on to, didn't actually supposedly write it, but he signed on to it. But if you actually read the PNAC document, especially Rebuilding America's Defenses and some of the other ones, it was really interesting where it leads. I mean, they say we're going to attack Afghanistan. We're going to install a dictatorship in Pakistan. We're going to attack Iraq. That was their big piece. That's dead center right in the Middle East. We're going to use that to go into Iran, then Syria, and establish a brand new Middle East. It all goes into Greater Israel, a whole bunch of things that we probably don't have time to talk about.
Now, and because I want to play this this last clip of Ron Paul right here. Here we go. This is his final clip from the night.
The citizenship for people now in the country illegally important enough that Republicans are willing to concede the Hispanic vote to Democrats in November.
Well, I don't know that, but I don't know if that's necessarily true. But I do think we should enforce the law. And the law says that illegals shouldn't be here and that we shouldn't have amnesty. But I think this whole thing should be thought of more in economic terms. Maybe I think about economics too much, but there is something said in economics that if you subsidize something, you get more of it. And this is what we do. We encourage it by giving free medical care and free education and the promise of amnesty. And no wonder more will come. We have a weakened economy, and now immigrants, especially the illegals, are seen as a threat because they come and they undermine our tax system, and some of our hospitals are being closed, and some of our people won't work because of the welfare state. You can't solve this problem if you don't deal with the terms of welfareism. And besides, you know, some of our border guards are over in Iraq. I think they'd be better off on our borders, you know, protecting our borders, not in Iraq. So, yes, I think we have to deal with it. If we don't do it with carefully, yeah, we're going to lose some votes on it. But quite frankly, the law is the law, and we should enforce the law.
Governor Huckabee.
All right, so good points right there. All right, we're going to grab a break, and we'll come back. We'll wrap things up on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is a
allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I have a few minutes here on the broadcast tonight on the Midnight Rider. And before we go, I've got to mention one of our sponsors here on RBN, hempusa.org. Tom James is the nicest guy in the world. He's a good friend of mine. I talk to him often, and this hemp that he gets from Canada is incredible stuff. The hemp powder that he sells, 50% protein, doesn't contain any gluten. It's a nutrient-dense food. It can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when you vacuum pack it. It's priced affordably. You get free shipping here in the U.S. and Canada. Tom is doing this mainly because he wants to get this food to people. He doesn't make a whole lot on this, trust me. So you need to get into this. I mean, it's not marijuana. It's THC-free. The feeling that you get off of this as far as energy, that type of thing, is incredible. And it works on building your immune system, and it's great for the colon. And you need to go to hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. Tell them that Mike Chambers and RBN told you to call. And he'll love to talk to you and steer you the right way. All right, final couple of minutes here with Rob Bishop. Rob, final thoughts about – oh, let's get to your theory. We got to hear your theory.
All right. My theory is, and, you know, the Paul campaign is starting to say, oh, calm down, calm down. We had this planned all along. We planned to tank it, which I think is really stupid politically. I'm thinking maybe their plan was to basically ride this Republican pony as long as possible. Get as much money in the coffers as possible, and then around March or April after Super Tuesday, and they get basically blown out, but still maintain about 10% across the country and show that they have that sort of support. Go third party, but not libertarian, not constitution, their own party, a la Ross Perot, Nader, even last time around. Look at Nader; they were on what 34 ballots across the country and D.C. And Bednarik was on 48 with the Libertarian Party plus D.C., and Nader had 100,000 more votes than he did. I'm thinking maybe this time around that's their plan to try to get on these ballots, maybe have the Libertarian Party and these other third parties nominate him as well, which isn't unprecedented, and try to ride it out that way, get him in as many ballots as possible, and go the third party route. In my opinion, that's the only way that he can win, especially if Bloomberg gets into it, makes it a four-way race, lowers the vote a little bit more, so this way maybe 20% wins the damn thing. That's a possibility, Mike. Having said that, I don't think that they could just basically forfeit these Republican primaries and just say, oh, screw it, we're going to be happy with our 10%, our fifth place, and see you in April. I don't think that's good enough.
Well, I think, too, that if you do that, I think in some regards you're going to fritter away some of your support from those people that have been out busting their butts, canvassing, holding up these signs in these meetup groups. I think, you know, some of these people who've worked really hard, I think you might lose some of that support initially and maybe get it back later on. It's a gamble either way, but I just don't see how we can keep giving up states and expect to have any momentum going into Super Tuesday. We've got to build it. I think tonight's debate helped that. I think he's got to come out strong about this recount, and because I think, you know, it goes down to exactly what Alex had said, the integrity of the vote. If we can't have the integrity of the vote, then we're wasting our time here. There's no reason to go. It's time to start unpacking rifles.
Right, absolutely, and I do agree with him. I'm not a big fan of what 9/11 Truth has become, but the idea of exposing and getting people to at least question it, whether the government is using false flag terror, and that spreads into a lot of different facets, even a lot of people would argue that the Gulf of Tonkin was false flag terror. That's really hurt them, and they haven't been able to use that card.
Right.
If we could take vote fraud out of their arsenal, that would be so huge. Maybe not even for the Ron Paul campaign if we can't get this going. But if there is a 2012 election, which is a little bit debatable, then it would take that card out of their arsenal for then and give us a chance.
Yeah. Indeed it would. Well, folks, thanks for joining us tonight. Tomorrow night's the Young Guns Roundtable here on the Republic Broadcasting Network on the Midnight Rider. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow night. Since 19-